The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you at 4 minutes past nine. This good Friday morning, might as well be Christmas Eve. It's the 10th of April 2020 and we're here with you till 10 o'clock. It's grand out there in Dublin today. I wouldn't say it's necessarily sunny or warm, but it's blossomy. That's good. Beautiful blossoms on the trees all around the place. And that's a good thing to take from that. The nature remains beautiful regardless of the catastrophe that faces us. So on we go. And how much stuff I have to get through today. You've been so busy on email and text, and we appreciate them all. Fair play, we say today to Niall Horan, pictured here in the Irish Daily Mirror in a piece by Ian Mangan, saying that Niall Horan dazzled his fans with a stripped back concert from his home last night in an effort to raise money for charity amid the coronavirus lockdown. RT2FM also broadcast the gig with presenter Owen McDermott chatting to the star in between tracks. Wonderful job. And he mentioned in passing that they have made, and when I say they, you have generously donated up to, we're on 789, nearly €800,000 for the ISPCC child line, which is massive. And it's so important. In my time off, I was thinking an awful lot about the awkward homes. And I'm using awkward as a polite euphemism for much more in dangerous times for in some homes, because it's going to be very difficult. All the cocooning and all that close contact, and if you live in a small place, an apartment or a hub or a small house with a big family, it's not easy. So while we do emphasise and endeavour to accentuate the positive, there's no question that there's a darkness about the place. And that's why that €800,000 for the ISPCC, is particularly the child line, is important. I saw their ad on the TV and, you know, it just encourages children. Most young people, and not just kids, but younger people, have phones. And that's what that ISPCC child line phone is there, because just might be somebody listening today who's upset or worried or troubled, and they need to know that there's a listening ear. There's somebody at the other end of that line who will talk to you. They mightn't fix it, but they'll listen to you. And talking about things is so important. And as Shrek always says to Fiona, better out than in, Fiona. And he's right. Better to have it out. Talk to them, and you could be in a better place. But well done to all the people who put that together, did gigs. There's, as I say, Hosier did the piece on the Late Late Show a couple of weeks ago. I said a couple of years ago. That's what it feels like. Dermot Kennedy did Picture This, The Coronas, Wild Youth, Codaline, Gavin James, Marcus Feely and the gang from Westlife, but Walking on Cars, Hudson Taylor, Orla Gartland, Sean and Connor Price and Lyra, and Ali Sherlock. To all of those people, congratulations. It's a wonderful thing that you did, and well done to them all, and fair play. Okay, I thought you'd like to know it's sunny and mild in Wicklow. Thank you, Angela. It's always beautiful in Wicklow, is it not? Poor old Frances Pugh. Frances Pugh is an actress I've great time for since she starred in that programme about Lady Macbeth, the film, which I loved. I didn't realise she's so young. She's 22 years old, but she's announced that she's obviously in love with a US actor called Zach Braff, who many of you will know from Scrubs, he says, like he didn't just hear it 10 minutes ago from his friends upstairs. But yes, he's 45 and she's 24. And she posted pictures from, they went out together some the other night or what have you. And they went mad. The judgment took place. Florence Pugh, did I say the wrong? I think I said Frances Pugh. Yeah, Florence Pugh is a great actress. And she was in Midsommar, and kind of quirky films. And she's a quirky actress, but she's wonderful. And they went mad about her age gap, because people love to judge, as you know. And then she kind of rather unwisely entertained it then and started responding to all the hate and saying unfollow me, but she should have just put the phone down and walked away, which is what we should all do sometimes, put the phone down, walk. Good news for Chinese dogs, by the way. I know you'd be curious to know why we'd be answering that. A lot of Chinese dogs get nervous because they might be eaten. It's part of the diet on occasion, unfortunately, there. But China has moved, we're told today, towards a full ban on eating dogs by stating they should not be regarded as livestock for human consumption. So that's good. I can imagine the kennels all around China singing three cheers. Woof, woof, hooray, woof, woof, hooray. Just delighting in this news that the legislation has changed and that the only dog you can eat there now hopefully will be a hot dog and that'd be the end of it. No idea why they're so called, but that's what it is. What else have you? Huge thanks to Deals with a Z. Deals in Omni Park. Says Fran, who donated 50 eggs for my nephew who's collecting eggs for old folks' homes within the 2 kilometre radius. Over 1,000 eggs collected going to 10 care homes and their staff. Great work. They rang some care homes and the lady in one started crying, telling him they have it so hard at the moment. So there's good karma going on to my nephews and his pals. It's a lovely thing to do. I found mini eggs, one of my favourites, in my garden the other morning, and I was like, aren't people really nice? Turns out it wasn't mine at all. It was for one of my girls, that one of her friends within the 2 kilometres had left in. Quite a nice thing to do, to leave it there like that, and like a nice gesture, and spreading the Easter love around the place. It's the weirdest Easter of all time, isn't it? This Good Friday, no doubt about it. Later this month, RTE Concert Orchestra are going to feature in a pair of music TV specials in RTE1. So you'll have on the 18th of April at 10:30, A Woman's Heart, which features, of course, Eleanor McAvoy and Wallace Byrd and Maura O'Connell with the orchestra. And then later on, another week later, April 25th, you'll have the RTE Concert Orchestra, this time with performing the songs of Leonard Cohen. So there's a couple of nice concerts for your delectation coming up in the next few weeks. Keep an eye out for those. Meanwhile, the journal.ie tells us that the Gardaí are investigating the source of threatening posters that were apparently displayed at different locations in a popular West Clare resort town. And this is people going mad about people coming down to their second homes. The poster reads, "Holiday homeowners, stay at home does not mean your holiday pad. We would like you to return to your home. Do the right thing off out of Kilkee now. N-O-W capitals. If you do not leave when the crisis is over, you may not have a holiday home to return to this summer." Dark, dark, but they're dark times. And, you know, people are pretty furious about the second homers. Now, there's second homers, incidentally, somebody pointed out yesterday, quite rightly, who have been living in the home since this began. Fair enough. Good luck to you and play by the rules. It's the crowd heading down. They're the ones who are the pariahs. And Kilkee Chamber of Commerce said it condemns such nonsensical, counterproductive and criminal behaviour. But there's no need for that level, I think, of aggression. But it does suggest a sort of anger. It's like people kind of worrying about, you know, when everyone said you go, they're working from home. There are three types of people working from home at the moment. No doubt about it. I'm sure you all know it in your own workplace. There's the stalwarts who are working their derrieres off and working really, really hard and phoning in and emailing in and working out. Then there's the passive, the kind of, I'll do the bit and then I'll send in the bit and then I'll not do the bit. And then there are the gangsters who are just taking us all for a ride. Right, you know who you are. 51551. Speaking of the journal.ie, I should say, Christine Bowen was saying they've launched an appeal for reader donations. It's not a newspaper. It's a fine news site, in fairness to them. And they're looking for people to, if you can afford it, to reach into your wallet and help them stay alive. thejournal.ie/contribute. And I think that's something, if you're in a position to do it, if you read the journal or something, or any of the sites. I know the Irish Independent have gone premium, so you have to get involved and pay a bit. But that's how they have to survive. I do understand that. Patricia wants us to give a call out to a plumber called Liam Walsh from Cabra and the water crew from Dublin Corporation and Irish Water, who dropped everything, responded to my emergency panic call after I heard water gushing under the hall floor in my house yesterday within 24 hours. And in these difficult times, having identified the problem, the old lead pipe was replaced and a new pipe installed. It was a small problem in the light of everything, but it's great to know that everyone in the service industry is playing their part. Happy Easter to all and stay well. Thank you, Patricia. Nice to hear from you indeed. Dan says, that's not dark, that poster. That threat is a criminal act. Well, in that case, the guards are even more busy now than they were up until that poster went up. Now would be a great time for councils to repair all those dreadful city streets with the lack of traffic. Worth thinking about. Christy Moore will be joining us in a few minutes' time to see how he's getting on in his cocooning, and he's got plenty to say. I'm looking forward to talking to him because he's one of my favourite people. In Dunleary, Rathdown County Council tweeted a chalk message by some children on Clonkeen Road, which reads, "April distance brings May existence." Well said, young children. Well said. Ideas on how to celebrate your birthday while social distancing, says the Irish Examiner today. Host a virtual party. That's into your Zoom, house party, FaceTime, and get everyone around that way. I've been to the pub a few times on the digital for digital drinks with a few faces looking at you as you sit there with your glass of beer or whatever you're having yourself. And it works in a weird way. And if it... And it keeps you connected. I love it. Get a celebrity on board. You can do that from as low as €30, depending on how low rent the celebrity is who's flogging a message. You can do a pub crawl with your quarantinis. Hop from room to room in the house with your partner, or your housemate, or whoever you're cocooning with or staying in with. Or you can enjoy a fancy restaurant dinner. Get your housemates involved. But cook a good meal. Do the same thing and all sit down at the same time. I could think of nothing worse. And but either way, that's what you can do if you want to have a little party together. Grace Keevans was on to say she's suggesting something similar to have a come dine with me night. Each family member takes a turn. They have a week to plan their menu and take their shopping list, etc. And then the dinner night is a sort of special occasion. Photos are taken of the dishes and the family around the table. It helps people get creative. Great fun. Gets young adults to take an interest in cooking. And of course, there'll be a winner at the end. That's quite good. One person missing is our daughter, Shauna, newly qualified nurse in Beaumont Hospital. Our homemade hero should have had her graduation on March 20th, but is out on the front line instead. So good. We salute her, of course, this morning. When I mentioned in passing the other day that I dropped a bar of fries chocolate to my mother en route to work, we got a huge amount in. And Aideen Marsh was on to say, you mentioned scrapbooks earlier this week, and I'm just attaching a picture from mine of the box off a Terry's Lemon. My dad gave me for my birthday once upon a time. And he was a Terry's Orange fan forever. But what was delighted to find this at the time. I've never seen it on sale since. A Terry's Chocolate Lemon. And by the way, he says he was a Fry's chocolate fan too. A month after my mum died in 1997, he was leaving Cork Airport to go to Iceland with our geology group. And I drove up to wave him off. And as we were parting, I popped a Fry's chocolate bar in his breast pocket saying, "That's for you." And he said, "And that's for you." And he popped an envelope in my breast pocket. "Well, thanks a million," I said casually, as I thought it was a bar for me too. I drove out of the airport. I opened the small airport in an envelope to find my mother's engagement ring inside. And I burst into tears. I was inconsolable. I just wanted to go back and give him a major hug. What a lovely memory for you. Anya O'Neill says, my dad, Tim O'Neill, used to tell me that all the Turkish Delight bars in the selection boxes were made from rat's tails. How strange. Then that these are his favourite bars. Oh, I see what he did there. Obviously, she says, I never ate them and always gave him mine on Christmas Day. It's his birthday. On April the 9th, he'll be cocooning with Carmel in Dundrum. Good morning to you both. Could you please make us out? Of course, we're delighted you're better and well. And me too. And thank you for your kind words. Good. Your chats about Fry's chocolate, says Mary Brennan, have triggered a happy memory for me. You may know that some pregnant women crave coal. Well, while expecting our first child back in the late 80s, coal didn't do it for me. My favourite crave was Fry's chocolate cream, the blue wrapper. I secretly stockpiled it, BC, before child, those bars with selfish military zeal until shock horror one night at exactly 9:55 p.m. the stockpile was no more. There was only one thing for it, a mad pyjama-clad car dash to our local shop or pub. The shop part usually closed at 10, and closed it was on my arrival. But a combination of Fry's fatigue and absolutely no shame saw me bounding into the rural pub and ordering my fix. I leave the rest to your imagination. It all ended happily some months later when our sweet son arrived into this strange but beautiful world. Thank you for that. Mary from Portobello, meanwhile, was on to say that she phoned in just after the show yesterday to thank the Village Bookshop in Terranure. We were keeping the bookshops alive if we can, and she heard us talking about them delivering books. And she called them during the show to order some books for delivery, and they guaranteed her that she would have her 4 books by 3 p.m. yesterday afternoon. She lives alone. She's finding it tough cocooning, but those books will get her through a few days at least. So she ordered books by Marion Keyes, Liz Nugent, Anne Enright, and a surprise book recommended by the bookshop themselves. So you're in. Thevillagebookshop.ie. That's wonderful. I just wanted to let you know, as a text, about a great Facebook page, nothing to do with me, called Music for Mad Times, where singers, musicians, poets, artists, etc. upload content for the entertainment of all. What a nice thing to do. That's called Music for Mad Times. Thank you. Finbar in Cork. The holiday home owners are part of our community when they arrive. They play an important role in the economic survival of us locals. They sure do, in the right circumstances. If the government and the Gardaí had told everyone to go home, there would be no need for threats. Everyone should be in their primary residence, no exceptions, whenever they went. People on Lower Achill Island can't find somewhere to rent, as 57% of the properties are vacant, so privileged people can have bolt holes. They should all go home, and we need to double council tax on second properties that are empty. I think that sort of level of debate is for probably after the event, when the dust has settled. Your point is taken, and thank you for texting in. Could you say hello to my next door neighbour, Tom, who spent the day yesterday painting the rails on the front of my house, says Ray in Dublin 7. Tom is in the at-risk category, but wanted to keep active, so he selflessly did a job that I had been meaning to do for ages, and I thought it was a great example of how people are coming together to help neighbours. And in this instance, an older neighbour really helped a younger one. So thanks, Tom, you're a gent, from Ray. Oh, lovely. Another local bookshop, says Hillary, doing their best to get books out to their great customers around Wicklow, is Bridge Street Books in Wicklow Town. One of the owners lives over the shop and has managed to keep a safe postal service going since the lockdown. All booksellers in Ireland appreciate your enthusiasm and support. Well, listen, that's what we're here for. So thank you for that. And we'll take one more before we go to a piece of music that will get you up off your chairs and out of your beds and onto the dance floor. It's a curious piece of music. We've played it before. I'm not sure if I fully endorse this message, but now that I'm going to play it, I do. I stand full square behind what I'm about to do to you. Anyway, meanwhile, you were talking about this week about the early arrival of dads for collection of their little treasures from parties, Suzanne and Rohini. And it reminded me of the early arrival of my dad to Old Wesley Rugby Club one Friday night. You remember Wes? Yes, I do. He arrived in his gardening shorts and shoes and socks and hairy legs and knees displayed for all to see. He didn't wait in his car like other parents, but boldly made his appearance in the lit doorway as I tried to do my bit of snogging on the low-lit dance floor. The utter horror and mortification got me scurrying off the floor and out that door in a flash. He never did have to wait too long, even especially when he was early. Well done to that, Dad. 9:20, Friday morning. Great to have you with us. Ah, go on, sure. Look, it's the Spice Girls. What else would you be doing on Good Friday morning in the middle of a virus? 51551 is the text number. Email ryan@rte.ie. The best thriller ever read, says the text, was The Kind Worth Killing by Peter Swanson. Well, it's curious you should say that, because I was saying to everybody yesterday, great recommendation by him. Sorry, of his book by me. I hope it's a good recommendation. But so far, great results from anyone I've recommended it to, is his book called 8 Perfect Murders. Won't go into it again, because I did it yesterday, but look it up, and if you like the look of it, I would highly recommend you purchase it. And again, if you can, in the local bookshop. But I think you'll really enjoy that. And I finished one this morning by a guy called Sam Bourne, another thriller. I just love thrillers, and especially in these dark times, they're very escapist. Sam Bourne is also known as the journalist Jonathan Friedland. But as Sam Bourne, he's written, this is now a trilogy. So he did To Kill the President, To Kill the Truth, and now To Kill a Man. And they're all set in the here and now. He never refers to Donald Trump by name, or indeed in this book, Joe Biden by name, or Barack Obama by name, but he calls it like the current president, the previous, but we all know what he's talking about. But the central character, strangely, is a Dublin woman called Maggie Costello, or Costello. And she's an intriguing figure who is essentially a troubleshooter, but they're great fun. And as I say, I raced through this book. I couldn't put it down, actually. It was that much fun. And so I'm going to pick up, I'm going to go Irish now next time this weekend. So I think I'm going to go talk to read Jane Casey, is one that I've been meaning to read for a long time. So I'll pick that up. And I'll come back to you on that. You've been dancing around the kitchen just like I did 20 years ago when this was released. And I still know the dance moves by heart. What a way to brighten up a dull day. You're welcome. Happy Easter, says Sarah in Glanmire in Cork. Thank you for playing the Spice Girls. I just jumped out of my bed and danced madly around the bedroom. We're all going a little bit mad. But if we're going to do so, let's go good mad rather than bad mad. Because you can go one way or the other. Christy Moore, good morning. Are you there? Is he there? He is. How are you, Christy? Oh, you want me to take the ad break first? Sorry, Christy, stay where you are. I'll come back to you in a second. My apologies. My fault. My son Kevin was 30 yesterday, says Mags. We had dinner together with Amy, his partner, and very close friends. And we were at the Phone restaurant. Afterwards, his friends joined him at the Phone bar. We ordered a great night. That's the way to do it. 51551 is the text number. Email ryan@rte.ie. Could you say hello to Manor Books Malahide? Wonderful local bookshop, delivery service available. Excellent stocks, great jigsaws and children's games. Thank you, Rose, for letting us know that. That's super stuff. My friend, I know I met an old friend of my late father's who told me that when they were young fellas and Turkish Delight came out in shops first, my dad went in and asked for a bar of Yorkshire relish. The shopkeeper didn't know what to make of them. I like that. Dear Ryan, this Good Friday, 30 years ago, I went into labour for the first time. In the early hours of Easter Saturday morning, my amazing little girl, Shelley, was born. And she currently lives in Blenheim in New Zealand, cocooning with her boyfriend. I had my flight booked to travel for the occasion of her 30th birthday, but everything changed. Please tell her how much we love her and miss her. Happy birthday, Shelley Bell Barry, from Maggie and Mikey and Ari and KK. There you go. Happy birthday, and from us, of course. Can I recommend a great read called An Unsung Hero, Tom Crean, Antarctic Explorer by Michael Smith. I've heard that's very good. Thank you, Jer in County Kerry, for that recommendation. And you're busy on the text today. I'll try and keep up as much as I can. Have you read Transatlantic by Colin McCann? I have. I thoroughly enjoyed it, Fiona in Clontarf. Thank you. Please keep plugging the independent bookshops. On another point, tell the older people not to go on daily walks. You're putting your lives in danger. There's a whole community out there to do your shopping for you, walk the dog, etc. And maybe they listen to you. Well, I'll say it and hope. I'd like to thank Bernie from Super Value, says Josephine in Lucan, who has gone out of her way to bring me shopping. The staff in Griffin's Pharmacy. Leakslip, who delivered our medication yesterday. They are wonderful people and we really appreciate them, along with all the wonderful frontline workers. May God bless them all and keep them safe. Thank you, Josephine. And I must say, I see Jacinta from my own local Super Value in the Irish Independent today, looking splendid and happy and representing all the great staff of all the supermarkets around the country are just keeping it going. And to the local Spar and Woodbine there in Booterstown, a big thanks to them for keeping an eye on my own mother. They've been wonderful with the paper and random deliveries on occasion. As a care manager, I must point out that many frontline crews and carers are receiving less per week than the COVID payment. May we remember them when it's over. Yes, Phil, and Christy said it, and I know Magella said it, Magella O'Donnell, when she was on the Late Late recently. Speaking of which, Late Late Show tonight, we welcome Brendan Gleeson and son into studio live tonight. We'll be fully live tonight with Glenn Hansard joining us. So lots of great Irish conversation and music. We'll have Amy Huberman and Dermot O'Leary and Kelly Harrington by Skype or whatever way we can get into that. And we'll be talking to our friends from Women's Aid on the dangers of that end of being at home for too long and in certain circumstances. So we'll be bringing you that live. I cannot wait to get back into the hot seat tonight. I've missed it, and I appreciate everyone keeping everything going, especially, obviously, Miriam O'Callaghan, who did such a great job the last couple of Fridays, and the team for keeping it all together, as the team did here on radio with Oliver. So thanks to everyone. Forget Eight Perfect Murders. Finished Marked for Death by Tony Kent just before I read Eight Perfect Murders, which is an amazing. Great. I'll keep an eye out for that. And thank you, Ryan. Christy dancing around the kitchen. Hello, all, from Colette in Talonstown. Good morning to you. Oh, there's so many. So I'm going to try and get back to more if I can after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
I'm walking my little dog, Ruby, says Grace, here on Sandymount Strand, within my 2 kilometres from home. And just as the rays of sun are breaking through to warm my bones, I have to say it's warming my soul, listening to yourself and Christy Moore. Thank you. It's brightened my morning no end. Somebody else says, that was a great interview. I love how it went on longer than it was probably meant to. Thank you. It made my morning, says that text. It always would, listening to Christy, to be honest. Could you wish a happy 86th birthday to Mike Brennan in Cluny in County Meath from your loving 5 daughters, Mary, Anne, Catherine, Sheila, Claire, and your wife, Anne. We miss you and we'll celebrate soon. Well said. I have 3 fries, chocolate cream, Easter eggs, the blue one, the original one. Not too shabby, eh? From Bernie and Ryan from Milltown outside Mullingar. Loving listening in this morning, which is tremendous. Somebody else was saying that they were horrified because they got a Black Magic chocolate egg. There it is. It says, the Easter Bunny used to bring us a Black Magic Easter egg. I mean, what child likes dark chocolate? Strangely enough, Dad was delighted with what we were given. He said, hello to all the Cullens and Rahini from Una. It's funny you should say that, Una, because some dads, not so much mums, have a sort of a weird access to the Easter Bunny's people. And for some reason, they seem to know what eggs that the dads prefer maybe more than the kids. So if I saw a black magic Easter egg coming at me, even now as an adult, because I still have a child's palate, but if I saw somebody, even the Easter bunny, it'd be like somebody trying to shake my hand now in the coronavirus. I just don't want it near me. Listen. Steve Cook in Cork says, welcome back. You're not just a recognisable voice in the airwaves, but a reassuring one, because your recovery from COVID-19 is confirmation that contracting the virus is not an automatic death sentence. You are now living proof of that. However, the moral obligation on all of us to abide by the lockdown measures remains, as the threat from this invisible enemy is still as potent as ever. So to those who feel discommoded by the lockdown measures, they should think of the grieving families of the 263 dead. And it puts everything in its proper perspective. So please stay safe, stay strong, stay surviving. And that's from Steve Cook in Cork. I think that's pretty much well said. Well done to the postman, Richard Cameron, who checks in on us every day to see if we need anything from a contented Carnacon cocooner, which is good news. And also to all the lovely memories, whether it's about fries, chocolate or old times, good morning to you all. Twins Amy and Martha's 8th birthday today, by the way. Want to wish them a very happy birthday. Fans from a text from their mum Judelle and dad Paul and older sister Lucy. Wish you a happy birthday, and we'll see you when times are normal again. We'll see you on the Late Late Show tonight. Looking forward to it, no end. Mind yourselves, mind each other. Stay tuned for Sean O'Rourke, and thanks for listening.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.